the Michael Elliott Podcast.
It seems every day there's a new major negative news story that is recycled over and over again until the next day when we hear about another negative economic story in the news and on the radio, on the television, and on and on. If we hear about wars or a war could break out at any time or there's tension between one nation and another nation. And of course, terrorism and the constant threat of terrorism and the obvious, the attacks of terrorism. My point with all this is we're being hit with this constantly. And these events and this pressure that the full court press of the media through all of our cell phones and our podcasts and our television, all that does to each and every one of us, and I want you to think about this, is it puts us in one of any number of negative states, or all of them, depending on who you are and your emotional state. But these things elicit only negative emotions. They elicit panic. They elicit anxiety. They elicit fear as the biggest one that's over all of them. Fear, fear, fear. That I want. What I want to get to for you guys today is to talk about, we have to be grounded in ourselves. Grounded in ourselves to be, to really kind of shield and protect ourselves from these constant barrages of attacks. So some things to keep in mind, and if you're driving in the car, download this so you can take these notes later. But a couple things to keep in mind so that this constant media barrage and this negative, the world's negative, everything's crashing every minute mindset doesn't seep into your day-to-day. Because if we're not strong mentally, then and we're not strong spiritually, then these things can really put you, really drag you down and creep into time spent with your family, creep into enjoying your passion, enjoying your work, creep into time spent with your spouse, your significant other, and really every facet of your life, into your hobbies, et cetera, et cetera. But as I mentioned, we have to be grounded in ourselves and understand that these things that you hear about are all happening externally. And when we internalize them is when they have an effect on us and we allow them to have an effect. Now, I'm not saying they're not happening or they're not real, but we have to, again, kind of create this force field or this fortress around ourselves and within ourselves. And a couple ways that I can think of, there's many ways, but two I really want to highlight today with you is, number one is the I am. There's so much mental talk that we have with ourselves, and sometimes it's so automated we don't realize we're having it. But the way to get back from your unconscious and make your thoughts very conscious as you're having them, this internal dialogue with yourself, the way to do that is to go to an I am statement. And what I mean by that is, what are you? And you only can answer that. But my hope would be that you keep it in a positive statement. So if you're feeling off, you're feeling down, you're feeling tired, whatever the case may be, go back to a positive I am statement. I am, if you're feeling ill, I am healthy, I am well, I am positive. You say those things because your mind is going to direct your physical. You have to be in control and oversee your mind as opposed to letting it run wild and just take whatever direction media or people around you or the weather or anything gives it. It's gloomy outside, I'm not so happy. Well, they say there's an imminent terrorist attack in Indonesia, I'm not so happy. I heard there's an earthquake over here. It could go on and on and on forever. And all of a sudden, your emotional state, your physical health, it trickles all the way down. All of that is going to be dependent upon perfect circumstances, which we all know never exist. They've never happened. There's no perfect circumstance. So I am, what are you? And you have to decide. What are you? I am positive. I am happy. I am joyful. I am blessed. It doesn't matter, but keep it positive. What are you? State it and hold on to it. One that I would say, and again, you can't just say these things and they're hollow. Okay, I want to make that distinction. You can't, I'm healthy. I'm healthy. There has to be conviction. There has to be belief behind it. And it's up to you. It's really irrelevant. You know, one of the things that I always tell my children is, you know, this is your show. This is your life. You're making decisions and the consequences are going to really affect you more than anyone else, depending on what we're talking about. But that's you have to own these things. So you can go through the motions and say, I am this and I am that, or you can really put some belief and some conviction behind what you say. But one phrase I will give you, and I want you to take and say this. I am capable of anything. And that will trickle down to the rest of them, especially in your work or your new endeavors and your passions, your art, your writing, your speaking, any of your passion projects, what you're really excited about, your hobbies. I am capable of anything. Hold that in your mind and meditate on that and take that with you. The other thing I would say to keep you grounded in yourself and kind of keep your guard up and protection against this constant barrage of negativity would be inspiration. And I think so often we as a people talk about inspiration. And we say, people say, well, that inspired me to do this and that inspired me to do that. But you really have to put yourself in positions to be inspired. Because as we all know and we've all experienced, inspiration, it just kind of comes out of nowhere. So when that happens, what triggered that? So then you can duplicate it. How can we duplicate inspiration? Now, I'll say it's not that simple as it'll just, oh, if I do this again or I'm in this situation again. But what visually, so go through the list here. Visually, what inspires you? What is it? A type of art? Is it landscape? Is it scenery? Is it mountains? Is it the ocean? Whatever that is, if you need to be inspired for your work, for your passion, for whatever, you just need a pick-me-up for good energy to go on with your day-to-day, find the visual. What is it? Audio? Is it a certain type of musician, a certain type of music? Is it a certain type of motivational talk, motivational speaker? Put that on and have it at the ready. Don't wait for these things to pop up and go, oh, I really like that. That gets me in a good mood. That inspires me. Don't wait for these things to come and go. Put yourself, create this environment, create this around you. And the next thing would be, guys, wrap that all up into a place, a room, or a space in your home and wherever you stay, wherever you live. Make a room, make an area for these things. If you're a writer and a certain type of application or certain type of paper, certain type of pen makes it easier for you to write. If a certain type of book that you've read and you like to reread gets you inspired, keep that right next to you, right next to your writing area, or whatever it may be that you do, guys. Those things, I am, what are you? You decide, say it with conviction, and keep and create an inspiration room, center, and keep your inspiration necessities, your tools nearby. Is it books? Is it music? Is it art? And it could be anything. Those are just off the top of my head. If we don't take precautions and take, if you don't, we don't take precautions to protect ourselves, to fortify ourselves. You know, our minds are constantly being under attack, guys, with noise. And I call it noise. It's all of the negativity. It's just noise. From mainly from the media, and then you have people that you know in your day-to-day, people at work, your family, your friends. I'm sure we all have these people. And a lot of times they mean well, but they're just re-saying what they heard on the news. So you not only have this loudspeaker of the news and the media, but then you have, you know, everyone around town is just regurgitating this stuff over and over. And we have to kind of let it go in one ear and out the other. Because again, we could just live that from birth until death, because it's constant. This might happen, that might happen, this might happen. We can't live in the what if, and we can't carry the what if with us. We have to know what is and create what we want. And everything on the news is not going to be anything you want. So stay grounded to you, to your family, and to the world. May you be blessed.
Thank you for listening to the Michael Elliott Podcast. For writings by Michael and more podcast episodes, go to michaelelliott.net.